The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 28th day of November 2017. And as you might have noticed, Mike Rivero was not live today. He's having some problems with his internet on the aisle down there, and that's got to get straightened around. Mike, was everything being blamed on Skype? Oh, I know, not today. So what's he going to do about this? Oh, just, so what does he have to do, a 3-minute show so he gets that in without interruption? Well, at any rate, for you listeners out there, he's working on it. Past host on this network, Ben Swan. Really not a good fit for radio. He was really for television. And last I heard, I think a 2015 station in Atlanta, Georgia picked him up. He's still there? Okay. But he's also doing a little foray over at RT, which I guess RT has to register itself as what, a foreign agent? Oh, my goodness. We'll also get into North Korea launching a missile today. And this is distressing to me because I was talking to Vince Finale right before the program today. And he said, what do you think about this North? He said, do you hear that? And I said, yeah, they launched a missile today. What do you think about that? Think we're going to war? Well, I don't see why. North Korea, whether they have one nuclear missile or 15, do you actually believe that they're going to launch? You know, everybody seems to forget this thing. This is like having a hand grenade that has a 4 or 5 second fuse on it, and you pull the pin, and there's no delay. Pull the pin, and you're gone. This is tantamount to launching nuclear weapons on anybody in this world today. What it would mean is your direct annihilation. We were the first aggressors, and so far the last, on nuclear weapons. Nagasaki, Hiroshima, had to show them the big bomb to shorten the war in Japan. This is what we're told. And it's just kind of, I guess it's just coincidence that the two biggest Christian populations in Japan just happened to be centered around the aforementioned cities. But this whole ruse, you know, who cares if North Korea? Who cares if they have a nuclear weapon? Having a nuclear weapon is more, it brings you more insecurity than it does security. It's a hell of a deterrent because if anybody hasn't noticed, what have we gone to war with since World War II? Oh, that's right. Countries that don't have nuclear weapons. And everybody's knee-knocking here over the issue that, oh, Iran wants to have a nuclear weapon. And so what? They're friends, they're friends over there. The Israelis have 400 of them. they have been rattling their ballistic sabers, so to speak, and saying that they're looking for an excuse to nuke Iran or Syria or whoever else doesn't go along with the program of expanding their territories in the Middle East, which is really what this is boiling down to. The Greater Israel Plan. See, they were just content on stealing all the Palestinian stuff. No, they want to expand and become a world power. So with that, you need a little bit more square mileage, don't you, to be recognized as a legitimate country? Don't tell the Pope that in Rome, but hey. So this big thing that we're edging towards closer to war, well, the idea here now seems to be floating around that we preemptively have to go after these North Koreans. And the reason why we have to do that is because, well, they're going to build and launch nuclear weapons. Building it is one thing. Launching it is another. Folks, what was drilled into our heads in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s? You know, we had a Cold War. Why'd we have a Cold War? Because it wasn't in the cards to have a conventional war because everybody feared that, well, as you depleted your tanks and your guns and your people and your soldiers and all that stuff, that, pride, and you just launch nuclear weapons, and if anybody survived that, good, they get to carry on. The reason why we had a Cold War is they wouldn't launch nuclear weapons, but there were many scenarios that called for exactly that. They used to sit around and figure out, well, what's acceptable losses in a nuclear exchange? Well, it was a no-win scenario. And everybody on this planet realizes this, except maybe the neocons running around inside the White House and the Pentagon. They're constantly pushing for war, preemptively, going in to prevent these people from getting a nuclear weapon. Folks, the people in Korea, since they're knee-high to a grasshopper, have been told that the United States wants to invade their country and occupy it, just like we've done many other countries around the planet. There's a certain amount of paranoia there. So, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to maybe militarily take action against North Korea. For what purpose? I don't know. I don't know. To keep everybody's eye off of everything else that's happening in this country, which is not good. You know, if I hear one more talking head out there tell me that the economy... By the way, Sean Hannity, somebody must have flipped this guy's eggs. Because a couple of weeks ago, it was still 92 million Americans out of work, and now unemployment rate is the lowest it has been in 17 years. Well, which is it? As a matter of fact, it's higher than 92 million. It's probably closer to 95 million. 95 million people running around inside this country, folks, that just, they're invisible. They're not entities. They're not recognized. They're not seen. Because you do realize the unemployment rate's almost below 4% now, don't you? And look at the stock market. It's riding high. Happy days are here again. No, they're not. So one way that has always worked in the past, let's go to war with somebody. What happened during the last depression? And this is part due, or 2.0. The last depression we had was in 1929. This depression really deepened after 2008, our bankster-gangster clan decided they would come up with a brand new way to scam and skim and taketh from you and giveth to me. Meme, of course, meaning the banks. And folks, how many years later, they're sitting back going, see what we can get away with? See what kind of power we wield? That we can effectuate the biggest ripoff in human history. And we're still here. We're cocked back in our leather-bound chairs, smoking a big fat cigar, laughing our little tushes off. See? We're untouchable. So it very may, I'm just, this is speculation on my part, folks. Since the war in the Middle East is really not going that well for the expansion of Israel, you know, that's being slowed down. Syria, it's about over and done with. By the way, over, I guess, in Norway today. Mike, can you dig that story up? I missed it. They have a clown over there saying that there's a deal being negotiated, and part of the negotiation is that Assad has to step down. Now, think about this. Why would Assad have to step down? Story has floated in the last 24, 48 hours that, he's destroyed so many hospitals, killing so many civilians. No, he didn't. That is nothing but pure propaganda coming out of the press in this country. And I'm sure with the guiding hand of the Pentagon freaks that we always want perpetual war. This is, I don't know if they, and I wished I had a meter. I swear to God, folks, I wished I had my BS meter that I could plug into any group of people in this country and get a true and accurate reading. How many years ago were American people vocally saying, you know, we're tired of this war. We're tired of this Middle East stuff. They haven't even given a good reason why they were over there. They had to manufacture the lies in which to invade countries that didn't need invading because they were no threat to the United States. There's a deal going on. The rumor has it there's a deal that Vladimir Putin is negotiating between Assad and Netanyahu. I don't know if that's true. Because why would Assad have to negotiate anything with Israel? Bashar Assad is still president of Syria. And even though the United States tried to make damn sure that that government was flipped like every other country over there, and look at the vast train of destruction, chaos, and death that we have enabled over there, Bashar al-Assad doesn't have to do a damn thing. Assad invited Russia in to get rid of the the pro-democracy, anti-Assad, I don't know, they came up with so many cute little names for them. But this was the faction that the United States was funding to topple Assad's government. And it didn't work, which is a major stumbling block and embarrassment to the government here. Not for a lack of trying. And Assad has been very nicely asking the United States, okay, can you pick up your stuff now and go home? Keep in mind that you weren't invited here in the first place. And what was Assad going to do at this point? Go to war with the U.S. forces on the ground inside of his own country? Would have given ample excuse for them to lay waste to the entire country. He wasn't going to do that. So he had a few quiet conversations with Vladimir Putin. The Russians went in there, got rid of the anti-Assad forces that were funded and trained by guess who? It didn't work. Whoopee, we're all going to die. Let's have another war. Well, it doesn't look like folks, say a prayer, cross your fingers. I don't know what you need to do to give yourself a good luck charm. Crossing your fingers, you might try that. But the last time we had this depression, we conveniently had a war, didn't we? After almost 11 years of the bankers choking the investment funds out of this country, freezing up credit, because that's what our country is based on. It's not based on sound currency and savings. And, well, you get the idea. So if they pull the old 8-track off the shelf and blow it off and stick it into the player, yeah, let's go to war with somebody. It's a good way to pull ourselves out of economic calamity. But it's not sure even if they did that, it would. And now it doesn't look like they're going to be able to even do that. Because a lot of people have caught on to the so-called threat to the United States. And that we must take action. Hell, they've given it so many names, I've lost count of them. The world's peacemakers. You do that through policy and diplomacy, not at a point of a gun. And of course the generals, bless their little cold hearts, will tell you that the United States has got to maintain supremacy of the world. Why? If we have the ability to fend off and defend ourselves from any attacks here in the United States, then why do we have to do that? What did the Japanese say about invading America? They didn't want to do that. Because there'd be one of these militia guys hide behind fence posts and blades of grass. Everybody's got a gun in America. We're not going to do that. Could you actually see? You want to talk about a uniter of America? Could you imagine foreign forces trying to invade the United States? Hell, all the gun owners in this country would call that not an assault or an invasion. We would call that target practice time. And for the really big weapons, we got the nuclear stuff. We got the drones. We got the this. We got the that. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of boom booms. Make it extremely uncomfortable for anybody to ever attack this country. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, it never has been. So here we are with the Dreamweavers and their propagandists trying to convince us more fear, more chaos, and for what reason? You know, folks, I'm not going to sit here and say if I were president, but if I had any input to anybody that was this side of sane, there's stuff North Korea would like to have. The people of North Korea would want a better life. You see the living conditions and the incomes over there aren't so good. And all this is about saving face. So how does this fat boy over there with a bad haircut save face? It can be done, but evidently, the people that can wield the power, it's not even a consideration. They're still overplaying the hand of the Russian threat to the United States. What Russian threat? Why can I get on board an airplane and fly to Russia and go shopping or go visit the Kremlin and I won't get shot or I won't get stoned because I'm an American? They're over that Cold War thing. And apparently so were we. There's some in this country that aren't quite over it, always looking for an excuse. They say that war is a great uniter. I don't see it uniting anybody. Not with this limited police action stuff that we keep doing under fabricated and totally bogus reasons. Everybody's catching on. I got an idea. Why don't we drop all this stuff, bring our troops home, save all that damn money, and go to work on our own country? We're in a lot of trouble here. Let's dedicate some time to the healing of America and rebuilding its infrastructure and getting on with this thing that's called life, living life.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe, you know, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendolite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full court dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
The FCC is planning to roll back all the regulations out there. And you want to talk about information that's been obfuscated. Whew. FCC unveils its plan to roll back net neutrality rules. Now, with the government, net neutrality, doesn't that sound good? Well, they thought the USA Patriot Act sounded good as well. Anytime the government says it's one thing, look exactly the opposite way, and that's really the reality of things. The Trump administration has just set in motion a plan to repeal virtually all of the U.S. government's existing net neutrality rules, a move that soon could deliver a major deregulatory win to telecom and cable giants like AT&T, Charter, Comcast, and Verizon. Ironically, the move comes just as another Trump administration department, the Department of Justice, seems intent on delivering a massive blow to AT&T's efforts to acquire Time Warner. Well, how many things you want to throw into this? I mean, what's the point? According to the statement from the FCC chair, Ajit Pai, I don't make the names up, I just try to say them. The move is intended to return the Internet to the light-touch regulatory approach established by President Clinton and a Republican Congress. For almost 20 years, the Internet thrived under the light-touch regulatory approach established by Bill Clinton and the Republican Congress. This bipartisan framework led the private sector to invest $1.5 trillion building communications networks throughout the United States, and it gave us an internet economy that became the envy of the world. They always like to look at the commerce side of this, not the freedom part. But in 2015, prior FCC bowed to pressure from Obama on a party-line vote and imposed heavy-handed utility-style regulations upon the internet. That decision was a mistake. It depressed investment in building and expanding broadband networks and deterred innovation. See, and again, this is all centered not on the freedom. Not on the freedom of the internet to cruise and peruse and to check out and comment or do internet freedom. I never understood what neutrality had to do with anything. Okay, these are privately owned companies, and folks, hate to say it, if it ain't yours, you really can't tell them what to do with it. But we have seen what politically they have been doing. Whether it be Facebook, Mr. Zuckerberg that stole that idea from his college buddies. Wasn't even original unto himself. He did improve it, I will say that. Became a billionaire and off and running. Whether you're talking about Google or anybody else, they have seen fit that, well, they can regulate their own product. And you know what? Legally, they can because it's their product. But what people are having a problem with here is, well, it's one-sided, isn't it? Just ask Lois Lerner about the IRS thing and how many people went after with the IRS heavy hand because, well, they were conservative or they were a religious group, Christian organization, whatever. But this whole thing is being slanted toward commerce when it's really about freedom of the internet, period. Because, folks, I got a news flash here. Many people have educated themselves. This has been their complaint. This is why they want to shut this down or shut that down, because it's hateful or it's biased or it's fake or whatever the case. They're pulling their hair out because people are actually communicating the truth through the internet. And they can't have that. How the hell do you buy that? How do you undermine that? It's not like television or radio or newspapers or magazines. You can go out and buy those up, put your own editorial staffs in, or your KGB-style internal police to make sure that they're following policy. You can do all those things. But this was the floodgate that opened up so many eyes around the world, because people could seek out information that was purposely and methodically being kept from them. Additionally, as a result, the Federal Trade Commission will once again be able to police the ISPs, protect consumers, promote competition? Didn't somebody get the memo that free enterprise people figure out how to promote competition? The very word competition is what keeps things sane and keeps things moving along. Those that can build a better mousetrap can and will. Government promoting competition? Oh, God. That's a laugh. See what I mean about reverse meanings? So we'll see where this falls. But the stories, just watch this. They're all being slanted toward the commerce side of things, not about free and open internet and an exchange worldwide of ideas. Wow. We just can't have that because we can't regulate it, and we sure as hell can't buy it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Shock of all shocks yesterday, I wasn't on the air, but I was in transit, and I'm listening to Mike Rivero, and I'm hearing the problems that he's having, and evidently, Rivero called Spectrum to really give them about outages right before that they tested the connection, and they tested, what did you say he was running? The download speed is 1.5? Before the show. 1.5. That's the download speed? That's upload speed. Well, no wonder. And I was listening to the show yesterday, driving back from Missouri, and I could hear it. I knew it was bandwidth, and it wasn't his Skype connection. Yeah, Skype can get a little janky every now and again, but you know what? That happens. We have it on multiple computers. We just do a reconnect, which, how long does that take, Mike? A whole 15 seconds? 20 seconds, maybe? Yeah. At any rate, he's working on it, and hopefully he will be live after he melted the ears off the Spectrum people down there in the islands. Oh, one other announcement before I forget, and this is huge. On yesterday's USA Prepare show, I did the show with Vinny before I left Missouri, and his guest was a woman by the name of Gwyneth Isaacs. Now, you've never heard of this woman before, neither did I. Prior to yesterday, I was on the air with her. Now, folks, she's one of these stiff-necked people that believe in property rights, and, you know, there's certain things attached to property that, you know, gives you protection sort of thing. Well, down there, evidently, the police hate her bad enough that they're constantly harassing her. They have pulled her out of her car before and roughed her up, beat her up. The police have come on her property down there without warrant. And she's going pitch battle with Perth, that's where she's at, about property taxes. The government actually responded to her. Now, here in this country, let me not jump the gun here. Here in this country, they have attached everything to your property. You can't have property free and clear. Oh, you can claim ownership, and you can even show them the receipt of payment. But that doesn't mean they can't move you off of that property. By way of what? Property tax. This is what she's battling with them on. Now, in Australia, as well as many Americans, the majority of people in this country believe that, well, yeah, the IRS is it's an agency of the, you know, federal government. Yeah. We have never got an admission of what those taxes, who the taxes really go to. Let me put it to you that way. Well, I'm going to have Gwyneth on next Monday with Ron McDonald. And shock of all shocks, the Perth government down there responded to her in writing that you owe your property taxes and payment must be made to the corporation. I about fell off the chair. So stand by for that one next Monday with Ron McDonald. We will have her on from down under. Feisty person. My kind of gal. Alan, South Carolina. Hello, Alan.
Hey, John. I called because another caller a few minutes ago just called in and chastised your host, whoever that might have been. I'm not sure. It surprised me a little bit when I heard you come on. But I'd already called when you did.
Okay, wait a minute here. I'm a little fuzzy here. What show were you listening to?
Well, I pressed 2 for the National Intel Report. As per the instructions, and came up with a gentleman's voice I didn't recognize right off, but he was talking about Holocaust figures. And then a caller called in very
Okay, first of all, you were listening to a recording. You're not listening to live shows. That is that live is number one. Okay? When you call in, if you just want the live stream, whoever is on the network at that time, that's the number you hit. You hit anybody else's number, you're already what you're listening to is a recorded, the previous day's show recording. That clear that?
Oh, well, dang my time then. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You mentioned it. There's other people out there that have had the same problem, probably came to the conclusion that you did. So you might have helped clarify some things.
Well, what about, let's go ahead and make a point about this Holocaust figures, because it was on a recording. It's certainly not going away. It's relevant now. The caller told that host on that day.
I know who you're talking about. I talked to Steve Elkins. I think Steve Elkins is the guy that you're talking about. And the guy that called in, his name is Ramsey. He called in from Canada. But he's also called Steve Elkins on his weekend show in the very last minutes of his show to get in his little blurb, something about, you can't do this because Christianity is attached to the Jews and we can't mess with that. And Steve told me his mother listens to this program along with Mike Rivera and other people. And she never misses her son's show, obviously. But she lived through this. She was in Germany. She called foul. She said, that's not true. See, it's the Holocaust. You know, we got to keep revisiting that because look at the poor downtrodden Jews. There were 6 million of them killed in Germany. No, there wasn't, because there wasn't 6 million in all of Europe. This is their cash cow. This is their sympathy flag that they keep waving. This is the reason why we can't talk about the Jews, because that's construed as being anti-Semitic, and we can't have that. We can't have it to the point that they're the originators of the hate crimes. And it's just not about talking about the Jews. It's talking about anything that they find offensive, or whatever tomorrow's list is going to be, whatever's going to be added to tomorrow's list.
Well, you just reminded me of the other thing I wanted to add to your program of that day, even though it's still relevant, even though I'm not on time. The thing that he was complaining about not being able to talk about anything is right out of the Frankfurt School. They called it liberating tolerance. That is, tolerance for everything that was their point of view and intolerance for everything else. And I hear our people all the time saying, it's amazing. I'm surprised. It's hypocrisy. It's outlandish. It's none of those things. It's part of their formula, is the point.
Well,
and they do it over and over.
Well, and, you know, to curtail some of that, what we were subject to is from the greasy caller, as I call them from time to time. But they've really not, the antagonist and the disruptors have really not had an avenue into this network. And this has really perplexed them. It's made them angry. Because go head to head. Pull whatever your liberal or socialist or communist ideals, your democracy, anything. Come at us with anything, and the host on this network can handle it. They realized that. Surreptitiously, they were going behind the backs. I said before that 4 or 5 years ago, I unplugged the comment section on our website. Now, that upset a lot of people, because a lot of people would like to join in talking with other people, getting their viewpoints, information coming forth, or they could leave information, or whatever the case may be. Wonderful format called a blog. But it was being subverted by the paid people out there, or the madcap people that don't like the truth and won't let that stand, or won't allow anybody to have their own opinions. In other words, they don't want you to have your own club. They want to dominate it, and if they can't, they'll blow it apart. It's been frustrating to them. So when they try to call into a program and go head-to-head with any host on this network, they get sliced up in little tiny pieces. It's very uncomfortable for them.
Well, that was the end. What I listened to, even though it was a rerun, that was the net result. Whoever was your guest host did a good job with the guy.
Steve Elkins.
And,
get used to the name. He's going to be around here for a while, Al.
Well, great, great, great. But, you know, just in sum, here is a point that gets me, if I can continue 1 second. If I can, you know, you can tell me.
You're eating up a lot of time by just pausing and yim-yamming. And, Alan, yeah, spit it out, man. Go.
One of those old South traditions.
It's okay.
Like testing stuff and stuff. But listen, here's the deal. You can't blame us for not having the figures right, because our enemies never had the figures constantly themselves. I've got a lot of historical DVDs and reference, you know, that I watch for recreation, starting with Eisenhower's Crusade in Europe. There they start out by saying 50 million died, which they were just confabulating the entire death toll of World War II. And then they lead into many of them Jews. Well, that's the way it started out in the early 50s, by showing Eisenhower touring the camps and then saying, 50 million died, many of them Jews. And then I've got other ones like Hitler, the Rise of Evil, which is a recent one, How Hitler Lost the War, Big Battles of World War II. And they're all over the place with the totals who were
I wonder, Alan, if it's, let me see, Uncle Joe, which is our good, fast friend, Joe Stalin, that murdered, 50 million of his own people? I wonder if those numbers are included in that tally.
I don't know. Some of them include the fact that Hitler and Stalin chopped up Poland before 1939. And some of them don't. They do that, too. You know, they make Hitler look like the aggressor, and Stalin look like he was the defender of his homeland. You know, garbage like that. You know, the thing you can say that I can't say. But, no, you know, our people do this all the time. Our friend James does it sometimes. Says, oh, well, don't make an easy target for our enemies. Just don't say anything about it.
Right.
Well, you know, that's garbage. That shuts us up.
Well, and the only thing that Hitler had in mind was not to conquer all of Europe or rule the world. He wanted to go back into the Sudetenland and take back what was given away during the Versailles Treaty. That's why there were so many Germans in Poland at the time, because it used to be part of Germany. You know, and I see the mistakes that were made. I see what was going on in Germany. And I am not one of these fans of single-party rule, let's say. Some people call that a dictatorship. Some people call it a national leader or whatever the case may be. I would have liked to have seen a government similar to ours over there, but that wasn't in the cards. But half of what Hitler's been accused of doing, well, look where you're reading it in. The controlled media that wants to, and still to this day, are out there professing we're still the victims. Alan, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for your call.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, sir. All right. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You know, Alan was just talking about what was said on yesterday's show. And I agree with Steve, you know. I mean, I watched... Dennis Wise, Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told, every year, around Christmas Eve, actually. And it's up to, I believe, 26 parts now, 15-minute parts. And
It's about 6 hours and 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. I dated a girl from Germany years ago, and her mother was in the Hitler Youth Brigade. And it sounds a little strange, but all her mother learned was, you know, how to farm, milk cows, grow, bake, cook, do plumbing.
How to have babies and be a good mother.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And be self-sufficient. If that's what Hitler is accused of, teaching the German people, I honestly don't think it's that bad.
Well, Jerry, look at it this way. If half of the content of that 6-hour and 15-minute presentation, if half of it was just self-stylized propaganda that we love Adolf Hitler, just say that 50% is correct and 50% was disinformation or propaganda, that's still 50%. Holy mackerel.
Yes, you're 100% correct. And then, like I said, Deanna Spingola interviewed a guest maybe 2.5-3 years ago, and she found her mother's diary and memoirs, everything else like that. And it was all written in German, and she knew German, and she started to read it while her mother was still alive. And her mother, you know, told her stories about different things. And this was the second time it was verified, because my girlfriend's mother said it, and then all of a sudden Deanna Spingola interviews somebody, and then you get to see the Dennis Wise production.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to tell you something. 3 out of 3, that's still 100%.
Well, and you know, aren't you supposed to be, you know, emotionally wrapped up in the Anne Frank diary she was hiding out from the Nazis in the attic? Except for one thing, the diary was written in ballpoint pen, and at the time, ballpoint pens were not even invented yet.
Amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
And they push this crap on us. It is so sickening. You know, and I got to be honest with you, this might sound a little bit morbid, but let's get whatever's going to happen. Let's get it on. Okay, let's get it over with.
Now, we're still using the time available to change hearts and minds and get them on board with this is not a democracy, this is a republic, and there's a certain set of rules, and you can drop all your snowflaking or your rhinoism that you never saw a country you didn't want to blow to smithereens. You know, as a matter of fact, yesterday I was shocked. I was listening to Andrew Wilkow, called the Wilkow Majority. A couple of years ago, I listened to his program and called into it. Yesterday, I was absolutely flabbergasted because he's talking about Mayberry versus Madison. He's talking about constitutional issues. not burning up the airwaves with political left-right garbage and all politics, which is rotten to the core, and politics, by the way, is my take on what you're doing when you're not following the Constitution. I was simply amazed. That man's going to be down here in Austin this Saturday. I'm going to go track him down. We have opened up the door, Jerry, for a lot of people. A lot of them have chose not to walk through the door, but there are some that are, that feel comfortable enough that enough information has been pre-deployed, if you will, to soften up the target, and that being the dead thick head of the American people, that they now feel comfortable. Let's not talk about politics. Let's talk about law. I'm all for that. Jerry, I got to go to break, my friend.
All right. Thank you, John. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Thanks for your call, Jerry.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In one of the most important Fourth Amendment battles of the digital age, the Supreme Court is preparing to tackle a case involving law enforcement accessing cell phone records without a warrant. On Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court, it's obviously last Wednesday, the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to, tomorrow the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to address the case of Carpenter versus the United States to determine whether or not law enforcement should be required to obtain a warrant before accessing the cell phone records of an individual. The case deals with a set of armed robberies. They always do this. They always pick a case that a crime was committed. I guess that's for standing purposes in front of the Supreme Court. It took place between December 10th and March 2011. Several men worked together to rob Radio Shack and T-Mobile. Well, maybe that's why Radio Shack's now out of business. They stole them blind. Radio Shack and T-Mobile stores in Michigan and Ohio, stealing cell phones and holding store employees and customers hostage in the process. A couple of men were arrested and quickly confessed afterwards. However, one man remained at large with one of the suspects' phones in their possession. The FBI gained access to transactional records from various wires carriers for 16 different phone numbers contained within the phone. Now, these records contained all the location info and call records made to and from the phone. Using the cell site records pulled off the phone, the FBI was able to locate and arrest the final suspect, Timothy Carpenter. He was charged and convicted by jury of aiding and abetting robbery that affected interstate commerce. See what I mean? It always goes back to commerce, doesn't it? And aiding and abetting the use of carriage of a firearm during a federal crime of violence. Carpenter now faces life in prison for his crimes. The FBI gained access to the cell site records using the provision set forth by the Stored Communications Act that was passed in 1986 to deal with the protection of information stored digitally. Now, the act allows the government to force a third party service provider to provide customer information under the so-called third party doctrine, which states that the individuals lose their expectation to privacy when they voluntarily provide private info to email, internet, and cell phone providers. Now, this lowered the barrier for accessing personal information, allowed the FBI to gain access to the suspect's cell phone data with a judge's approval, but without a warrant based on probable cause. This is because the SCA only requires that there is a reasonable grounds. I love that. Reasonableness. To suspect that the contents of a phone or other electronic communications device will be relevant to an ongoing criminal investigation. Now, Carpenter appealed a decision stating that the FBI failed to acquire a warrant before accessing the cell phone records. Earlier this summer, the Supreme Court decided that they would rule on the matter. The Supreme Court blog states that the issue at hand is whether the warrantless seizure and search of historic cell phone records revealing the location and movements of a cell phone user over the course of 127 days is permitted by the Fourth Amendment. Yeah, I know, that's convoluted, isn't it? Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution protects the right of the people to be secure in their person, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Yeah, and you got the same meaning out of this that I did. Somebody that committed a crime is trying to use that Fourth Amendment argument. But, folks, due process. There is not one word in the story about due process, which they keep wanting to violate. Remember the due process that they used after the Boston bombing? Troops walking up and down the streets, going into people's homes, whether they liked it or not. In effect, Boston was under an unofficial, undeclared martial law. They threw the Fourth Amendment and everything else, the Constitution, out the window. Because you see, they had a need. Follow the rules? We have an emergency.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.